Social media is a magical place where wonders occur. Winning a trophy in the virtual world can mean a lot for real people. That's when people post a message asking for votes in a contest. Of course, it's all happening online. We usually think of it maybe as a slight nuisance and shrug it off, or simply comply and click away. Not a lot of people realize this phenomenon is linked to a whole industry where a lot of people make their living. Let's talk about online voting that often happens on social media. What's behind it?
Yeah, I have a question. Have you two been asked to vote for someone?
Yes.
Through a competition?
Me too.
On WeChat? Yeah, me too. So it's the contest has a lot of like feels such as a singing contest, a dancing one, or a baby of the year contest, anything competitive. Yeah, you can call it online competition.
Yes.
So the winners are determined by online votings, or at least partly determined by the online voting result. So, and also there's a regulation. You can only vote, each voter can only vote for one vote every day. So if you want to vote more, there's a solution. Is you can send them virtual gifts such as flowers and diamonds. But yeah, it will end in like, it will adding 3 or 5 votes to contestant. So,
okay.
But you need to pay the money to buy those virtual like flowers, diamonds.
Oh, so that's kind of a fast track to winning.
Yeah.
So if you're voting, then it is one click.
Yeah.
But if you want to add your votes,
yeah, you need to buy some presents.
Oh, I wish these things were, you know, true, like flowers, diamond, and cars,
yeah,
all kinds of things that can be added to the votes.
Yeah.
So people are actually doing this, and this is flourishing. But
yeah,
how can money be made by this? As, you know, there's that famous saying, follow the money, and usually you can get to the bottom of
actually,
it.
Actually, it's not only about support, because all the money you paid will go to the organizers or the company designing the voting portal. So they can actually earn money from this process.
Yeah, so it seems a bit limited, doesn't it? I suppose let's talk about the process of this, because there's something about society today where everybody thinks that they can become rich and famous and a star very quickly. And I think this is what is involved in these competitions, isn't it? People think, okay, well, maybe if I wanted to become a singer, it would be very difficult to go out onto the streets, the real streets, and then to sing or go into restaurants and you know, sing to lots of people, and then to become gradually better known and then sell more recordings and then become very, very famous. It's a very long, twisting road, really, to get there. This is a quick way of becoming famous. It's a bit like these talent shows that you get on television as well, isn't it? Where people who probably have never even thought about becoming singers, and probably shouldn't because they're so awful, but they will suddenly find themselves in a position where they could earn lots of money. So I can understand why people do this. I think I have a problem, most people would have a problem with the voting system, because it does seem very easy to, you know, to fix it, if that's the right word. You know, it's not always about whether you're good. It's about whether you're clever at coordinating all your friends.
Yes, or if you're being so pushy / annoying enough that you are getting people to have to participate, or almost to coerce people in the minds that if you don't vote for me, then the friendship is over. Sometimes it feels a little bit like that. And I think it's particularly apparent when you see parents enter their kids into sometimes it could be a contest that maybe has 3 contestants, or it could be a very small thing. But the part that I don't really understand is, why are people so very drawn to, is it winning? Or sometimes it's not even fame. It's simply just getting the trophy or the possibility of winning something that isn't really in public eye, but at least in your WeChat friend circle or moments, you're winning something.
It's like a mentality that you want to be the champion, you want to be the winner. It's driven by your desire or something.
It's, we all want to be special.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what it is. I mean, what's going to set us apart from the, you know, the 1.4 million other people in the country? And, you know, I want to be special. I don't think I would go on a talent show, or I wouldn't try and sing to anybody, or I wouldn't ask for votes. But, yeah, I think it's just something that we are one amongst a whole huge number of people, and we just want to be different and we want to be special. It's why we daydream. It's why we think that pop stars, like yesterday we were talking about pop stars, we just hope that that pop star is going to come through the door now and then come over to you and say, I've made a terrible mistake, and in fact I want to marry you. And then, you know, this is what we build our lives on. We want to be special.
Also, I recall in the process, if someone asks me to vote for somebody else, actually, I won't listen to the song or look at the videos or look at the pictures. I just want to get rid of them. They're so annoying. So I just click like, but I don't pay attention to the content. So it's the meaning of the competition.
Well, but the thing is, maybe they're mostly into the like that, and you've given it to them. So yes, well, I guess congratulations that at least there's one friendship you've savored. For me, I just sometimes pretend that I didn't see it. And that makes me
a good way.
Kind of unpopular.
You never vote for the opposition. You never vote for the other person, do you? Just to be horrible?
Wow.
That is a little bit on the horrible end.
I know, but it would be fun, wouldn't it? It would serve people right. If they're asking you to do something silly, then why not?
Well, may I ask if that's actually ever been one of the things that one of the ideas that you have executed?
I'm a good person. I'm always nice to my friends.
Yes, you are. That I can second with. Yes, and when we look at this online business as it happens, because there are IT companies behind this that are actually making a lot of money from the virtual gifts that's been given or that's been bought on during this process, are there some of risks that we should keep in mind, or is there illegal activity going on?
I think one potential risk is about identity theft. Because, for example, you vote and someone tell you, oh, you vote, then you can win a present, and or you win such like a particular position in this competition. They want to send you a gift. So they will ask for your ID number, phone number, or address. So it's maybe a trap. They want to get your personal information.
And also, you really do have to be careful who they're targeting these things at, because it's okay. We're adults, so we know what we're getting into.
But
kids, there's the problem, and especially if they have access to their parents' money and they go online and then start, you know, spending all that money, then, and there are people out there, tons of people out there trying to look for the weak spot in society, trying to find who they can defraud and who they can try and get money from. So that's what I'd be worried about children, I think.
Yes, that is certainly one aspect that cannot be overlooked. And here's, I guess, the last question for this topic for you guys. That is, do you think that this is something that we should just leave it alone, let it thrive, as maybe sometimes you're kind of rigging a contest, but what's the harm? Or do you think this is wrong?
I think it's wrong. Especially for the kids contest. I think the parents are setting a bad example for the kids. You just buy for their position in the competition. It's not a good example.
Well, what do you think, Bob?
No, well, I wouldn't do it myself, but I think that there's no harm in it, and it does make you feel special if you win, but you mustn't take it too seriously, because if you lose, and, you know, if you've got three people in the contest, two people are going to lose. So you've just got to accept that it's not the end of the world, and maybe there are other things you can do, like actually going out there and finding a real proper career and trying to find ways of singing to people or whatever the talent is, using it elsewhere.
Yes, and also I think when these online contests, they're so prevalent, maybe on the, well, people would, to some extent, totally discredit them as well, because sometimes when you look at the work of the contestants, the song they sung or the video they made, and you look at the clicks or likes that each individual has gotten, And you see the so-called champion with the most likes is simply provided something that is unsufferable, then you know something not right is going on. And where's the credibility in that? Maybe gradually people will just not pay so much attention or don't take this too seriously, I suppose. But yes, but I don't want to burst that bubble of a dreamer either. Yeah. Well, there you go. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Huang Shen, and Bob Jones.